hottest party in Miami.
Marky G's South Beach Dance Party on Y100.7.
Why is the security very tight in the ladies' room and not in the men's room? We have nothing to hide. Women can get in the men's bathroom anytime they want. Every once in a while, the woman will get drunk and wander into the men's room, and what happens, fellas? A hero's welcome. Never have you seen a more cordial group of guys as when a drunken woman bumbles into their bathroom by accident. Every once in a while, a woman will, I'm sorry, guys, I didn't realize every guy, hey, how are you? Oh, by all means, come in. Guys, come on out of there. 20 guys with their pants down. Ba-na-na-na-na-na. There's a woman in the bathroom, soap and toilet paper for all my men.
You're inside the VIP room
with the hottest party in town.
Marky G's South Beach Dance Party on Y100.7.
Everyone likes to know what's hot and who's doing who in Hollywood.
So here's Mary with the Hollywood hot scene.
Marky G, listen to this. Black Eyed Peas lead singer Fergie credits her band and God for rescuing her from drugs and homelessness.
I credit Keith Richards. Once I saw him on stage, I said, I'm never doing drugs again.
Yeah, he's the reason I never started. The singer was on the streets with a crystal meth addiction when she had a little heart-to-heart talk with God.
Was she on the crystal meth while having that little talk?
I think she might have been.
Okay, just checking.
God told her that he'd given her the gift of singing and that she was wasting it by being wasted. Not long after, she became the P's leading lady, where she's putting her gift to work with such songs as My Humps. Wow, God must be so proud.
Yeah, and now she can afford those pumps.
Now, who would ever mistake beautiful little Natalie Portman as a troublemaker?
Yoda.
You know Natalie. She played Queen Padme Amidala in the second set of Star Wars movies. But when Nat shaved her head for a movie role, she got stopped by cops and frightened tourists.
Ooh.
Come on, Natalie Portman threatening? With those huge eyes, she looks like a Muppet, not a troublemaker, for God's sake. If you want to see Natalie bald, catch her in V for Vendetta, which opens this upcoming Friday.
You know, with that bald head, she ought to, like, put a mustache on and then a package in there, and then she could do that whole drag king thing.
Well, that segues perfectly into Hilary Swank, who is in Boys Don't Cry, who did pretty much that. She'll be both the muse and the spokesperson for a new perfume from Guerlain, who chose the Oscar winner for her natural, radiant beauty and her ability to live outside the box. Now, Hilary Swank is a class act all the way.
Absolutely.
And she won her last Oscar for playing a boxer in Million Dollar Baby. So I'm wondering, do you think her new perfume will smell like sweat? That would be living outside the box.
You know, I'm not even going to touch it. I'll tell you why. My daughter Randy and I were in L.A. We walked into Barney's and Hilary Swank was in there.
This is
just recently in Hollywood. We walked up and I asked her to take a picture with my daughter, and she put her arms around my daughter with her sister, and she was just awesome. So I'm not even going to go there, okay?
Oh, I think her new perfume's going to be a knockout.
Yes, sweet baby, sweet.
Oops, they did it again. If rumors of Britney Spears' pregnancy are true.
I think I'm going to go vomit.
Word is that the Britster, who popped out her first kid barely 6 months ago, is preggers again, but Britney is denying the baby talk. Let's just hope that if she is pregnant, she buys a baby car seat this time around.
Who, for Kevin, you mean?
Oh, be afraid. Be very, very afraid. Mariah Carey is set to star in a new movie called Tennessee, in which she'll play a waitress who joins two brothers in their search for their estranged father. Okay, what I want to know is, why do people keep giving Mariah movie roles? Have they learned nothing from that movie debacle known as Glitter? Somebody please stop the madness!
Movie Tennessee, Mariah Carey. She'll probably find out that her father is really her uncle's brother's mother.
And her mom's her sister.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, that's it. I'm Mary Damiano with the Hollywood Hot Scene. Take it away, Marky G.
Thanks, Diva. Always fun. You're right smack in the middle of hour two of the best party in town. VIP to the South Beach Dance Party. Only on one place. Y100.7, Miami's number one hit music channel. I'm Marky G, your party host for the night, bringing you great dance music all night, letting the music totally intoxicate you. Or is it those tequila shots? I think it's both. We're together till midnight. The energy's up, and we want to keep it that way. I'm kicking it to certified mixmaster DJ Ryan Smith, who's all set to spin more great mix sets of an amazing blend of house and trance. We call it Funky House. Okay, go.
Different things.
Beach Dance Party.
You're hanging out with the South Beach Dance Party. My name is Marky G. The DJ just spun a real fun dance hit, Infernals, from Paris to Berlin. You may have recognized the track before that, taking a sample from the Willy Wonka movie. That was Ford with Imagination. That mix reminds me of an older dancey movie hit, Never Ending Story. Remember that? I love that song. Imagination has actually been remade by quite a few big names like Maroon 5, Sammy Davis Jr. Come on, you remember Candyman. And even Mariah Carey used a sample of it and a song titled I Still Believe. Jenny Bliss came in at the top with I'll See You Again. I also have a feeling we'll be seeing quite a bit of her in future shows. More Ultra tickets just ahead. Later, I have two all-access Winter Music Conference passes that get you into everything. But now, judging by the emails we're getting, you guys just can't get enough of this woman, especially my gay boys. It's Madonna, of course, and Hung Up.
Slowly.
100.7. We'll be right back.
is out the door, can't seem to find the love. Take me, you know it's sad, you feel it right. Take me on, I could just tie up in your arms tonight. I'm out with you, you got me head over heels. Boy, you keep me hanging on the way you make me feel. S.O.S. please. Me feeling open, and boy, your love's enough with words and spoken. I said, boy, I'm telling you, you got me open. I don't know what to do. It's true, I'm going crazy over you. I'm begging, S.O.S. please, somebody help me. Yeah, it's not healthy for me to feel this. Why? Oh, you are making this. Why you making this hard? You got me tossing and turning, can't sleep at night.
Certified Mixmaster DJ Ryan Smith just closed out his Funky House set off with Rihanna's S.O.S. Before that was Mech doing Thunder in My Heart with a remake of a 1977 song that has a huge following overseas and making a strong showing right here on the beaches of South Florida. Bananarama came in on top of that with Look on the Floor, and coming in before that was Madonna and Hung Up. Huge song. It actually hit number one in over 30 countries. Talk about a worldwide hit. An amazing lady on so many fronts and a very tough act to follow, and follow up we will next hour. You know she's going to be in the countdown, and we have the South Florida release of the Pet Shop Boys remix of her song. Where in the countdown? Can't tell you. You have to wait, but right now I got a free pair of Ultra tickets to the 100th caller that says dance music is back on Y100. Call now, 866-645-Y100. Stay tuned because our anthem backtracks. Marky Markham and the South Beach countdown of the top 10 hottest songs in dance, and my personal words from the heart are all just ahead. Oh, and your free all-access winter music conference passes too. I'm Marky G. Be right back.
Y100.7. Like the show? Let us know.
Log on to Y100.7Miami.com and click on South Beach Dance Party.
Tell us what you think or even what you want to hear. Don't move. Marky G is coming back with more great dance music in the South Beach countdown.